For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Tributes are pouring in for former President George H.W. Bush, who died last night at the age of 94. Retired Army General Colin Powell, who served under Bush, says he was a very thoughtful leader who looked out for the troops.
He cared about every single soldier, sailor, airman, and marine we sent over there. And he wanted us to finish the war quickly and to get out of Iraq, back home and away from Kuwait quickly.
Former President Bill Clinton says President Bush deserves credit for leading the world out of the Cold War.
I think he deserves credit for getting the world off in the right direction at the end of the Cold War. The Cold War being over was not an excuse to pack up and go home. It was an excuse to build a new world of cooperation. Time will prove that he was right in wanting an integrated, cooperative world.
Bush died in his Houston home surrounded by family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
General Motors CEO Mary Barra is expected to meet privately with some members of Congress at the Capitol next week. She's been under fire after GM announced plans to close several plants in the U.S. and Canada and lay off thousands of salaried workers. President Trump threatened to revoke government subsidies to GM, including for electric cars. Trump tweeted last week, "The U.S. saved General Motors, and this is the thanks we get." That was a reference to the big government bailout that occurred after GM's bankruptcy about 10 years ago. City authorities in Tijuana say lice infestations and respiratory infections are rampant among the more than 6,000 migrants packed into a sports complex. Hundreds are being moved to a new location about 10 miles from the nearest border. One of the main concerns resulting from Alaska's damaging 7.0 earthquake is damage to roads, Anchorage Fire Chief Jody Hetrick.
We know that the Seward Highway is closed at this time, and the Glen Highway going north is also closed. If you are a visitor to Anchorage, shelter in place, find friends to stay with, hang out. We will have more information.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke before a crowd of 3,000 people at the Miami gathering of the Israeli American Council, pledging continued U.S. support for the Jewish state. John Clements has more.
Mr. Pence declared the importance of American support for Israel.
Support for the Jewish state is not a partisan issue. It is an American issue.
He also said there would be no Middle East peace plan as long as Palestinians fire missiles into Israel.
The United States of America will never compromise the safety and security of the Jewish state of Israel.
I'm John Clemens.
A major NFL star has been let go. USA's Wendy King on why.
The Kansas City Chiefs released running back Kareem Hunt after video surfaced that showed the NFL's reigning rushing champion knocking over and kicking a woman in a Cleveland hotel last February. The team issued a statement shortly after the NFL had placed Hunt on its commissioner exemption list. It said Hunt had lied when asked about the incident by team officials.
A leather-bound Bible that Albert Einstein gave to an employee back in 1932 contained his inscription that said, "This book is an inexhaustible source of living wisdom and consolation." It was up for auction at Sotheby's auction house for $200,000 to $300,000, but there were no takers. Still up for auction, a letter from 1954, where Einstein wrote, "The Word of God is for me nothing more than the expression and product of human weakness." For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.